comes in Surah Taha. It is a dua that he made when he understood that his mission was to go to Fir'aun and to try and convince Fir'aun about the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get Fir'aun to relinquish his stronghold over the Jews, to set them free out of slavery, out of bondage, and to allow everyone to worship the one true Allah. It was at this point in his life, when he understood this mission, when he had gone through the adversities that is associated or that was associated with his upbringing, when he made this dua. He had not yet gone into Egypt. He did not confront Fir'aun yet. And his dua unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was, O my Lord, my Rabb, expand for me my chest. Make easy for me the matter at hand. Loosen the impediments on my tongue in order that they may understand what I am going to say. And it goes on, وَجَعَلْنِي وَزِيرًا مِّنْ أَهْلِي, and appoint for me a partner. Appoint for me someone who I can rely on, a wazir. If you translate it accurately, it would be like a minister. Someone who also speaks on my behalf. Appoint for me Harun, someone from my family. Allow Harun, my brother, to accompany me. Ujdud bihi azri, so that he can strengthen my position. Wa ashrikhu fi amri, and so that he can also share in this matter of mine. Kay nusabbihaka kathira, in order that we glorify you. Wa nadhkuraka kathira, and so that we can remember you abundantly. Indeed, you, O Allah, you are the one, you were watchful over us all the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds and says, قَالَ قَدْ أُوْتِيْتَ سُؤْلَكَ يَا مُوسَى. O Musa, that which you have asked for, it is yours. Whatever the dua was that you have wanted, I am giving it to you. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to remind Musa, because there's a difficult task at hand. The task at hand is going to be really difficult because he is going to be facing a tyrant. And a tyrant has the ability to wipe you out in one stroke, because he has all the power and authority on his side. So the life of struggle was only about to begin for Nabi Musa. But as he is about to embark now on this new chapter of struggle with this tyrant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws his attention to the past. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him an opportunity to reflect. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds him, وَلَقَدْ مَنَنَّا عَلَيْكَ مَرَّةً أُحْرَى. And indeed, we have given our favor upon you another time in the past. إِذْ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّكَ مَا يُوحَى. When we inspired your mother, when we inspired your mother that أَنِقِذِ فِيهِ فِي التَّابُوتِ, that place him in a chest, فَقِذِ فِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ, then place the chest in the river, فَيُلْقِي, and then فَيُلْقِيهِ الْيَمُّ بِالسَّاحِلِ, and then the river will cast the chest to the shore. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding him of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him, and how he was under the ri'ayah and the care of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he was an infant, when he was helpless, when he had no idea of mission or status with regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he wasn't the wiser about prophethood, when he didn't even know about fatherhood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was already in his care. See where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is drawing him back to. The days that he was born. يَأْخُذُهُ عَدُوٌ لِي وَعَدُوٌ لَهُ. And there an enemy unto him, unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and an enemy unto you. He will take you. He took you. It was Fir'aun, the household of Fir'aun. وَأَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِنِّي. But just like the river, it cast you, the chest, to the shore. Allah uses the same word, أَلْقَيْتُ. I cast my love upon you. Even though you're going to be in the household of the enemy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is casting His love upon him. وَلِتُصْنَعَ عَلَىٰ عَيْنِي. And you will grow up, and you will do what you need to do, and go through what you need to go through, but under my observation and under my care. It all happened. Whatever transpired in the household of Fir'aun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to remind Nabi Musa, إِذْ تَمْشِي أُخْتُكَ. Then your sister, she went, and she, because she heard about you there, فَتَكُولُ. So she said to the household of Fir'aun, هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ مَنْ يَكْفُلُ. Can I show you someone who can take care of this baby that you had found? فَرَجَعْنَاكَ إِلَىٰ أُمِّكَ. So we returned you, Musa. We returned you to the lap of your mother. Subhanallah. تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا. So that her eyes can be cool and calm. وَلَا تَحْزَنْ. And so that the sadness that she felt, so that it can be no more. And also, Musa, remember the other time, وَقَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا, when you killed a person. It comes in another surah, we're not going to go into the details. When you killed a person, فَنَجَّيْنَاكَ مِنَ الْغَمْ, and we saved you from the stress and the distress that that situation caused you. وَفَتَنَّاكَ فُتُونَ, and we tested you with other trials. فَلَبِثْتَ سِنِينَ فِي مَدْيَن, you lived amongst the people of Madian. ثُمَّ جِئْتَ, then you came. عَلَىٰ قَدْر, upon that appointed time, O Musa, you came. وَاصْطَنَعْتُكَ لِنَفْسِي, and I chose you now for my mission. وَاصْطَنَعْتُكَ لِنَفْسِي. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اِذْهَبْ أَنْتَ, now, you Musa, you go, and your brother, بِآيَاتِي, you go with my verses, you go with my signs, وَلَا تَنِيَا فِي ذِكْرِي, and you don't neglect my remembrance. This is a very important part in the life of Nabi Musa. Sometimes we just go over this at a glance. That phase between Nabi Musa leaving Madian, having gone through a particular stage in his life, and embarking on the next stage of his life, which was to face Fir'aun and to guide the people out of Egypt. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to the fact that, and Nabi Musa's attention to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never leaves you. That even when in times of stress and distress, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides you and prepares you. Even at times that you don't know, even at times that you cannot comprehend, you might be too young. Even then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are under the ri'ayah and under the nurturing care of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this surah is actually a parallel. This part of the surah is actually a parallel of what happened in the life of our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in a situation where he was visited in the cave of Hira. The verses were revealed in Surah Iqra. Sometime after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verses of Surah Muddathir. Ya ayyuhal Muddathir. And then after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed some verses. Ya ayyuhal Muzzammil. And then after that, there was silence. There was silence. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was spoken to by Jibreel. The Prophet was primed and prepped for something bigger to come. He was told about something bigger. He was told that the time had come for him to stand up. Kum, fa'andhir, and go out and warn. Wa rabbaka fakabbir, and your Lord you're going to have to magnify. He was prepped for a mission. He left behind a life where he was not a prophet, where he was an ordinary man searching for the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifted him with this nubuwa. And then there was silence. Then there was silence. The people around him were waiting for wahi. None was coming. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not a man to act out of his own whim. He was not a man who was going to create his own objective and his own goal, because he was under the mission that was given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To the extent that even the Quraysh and the Kuffar started to mock him. What's happening? What's happening? Everything has gone quiet. You came out guns blazing and suddenly silence. Do you have a mission? Did your Lord forget about you? Is your Lord neglecting you? Is your Lord angry with you? Did your Lord say goodbye to you? Did he bid you farewell? This was the type of disparaging comments made against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this period of quiet. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not one to leave his anbiya. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam went into a position of distress. Because who can you call out to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was experiencing something which we all know too well. The stresses of life. When you feel cornered. When you feel trapped. When you feel that there isn't a way out for you. When you are raising your hands and you are waiting for a response. And your waiting seems, or an answer seems like it cannot come too quick. And every minute that you are waiting seems like an hour or a day. And this was the position of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at that time. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals this beautiful surah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts by saying, وَالضُّحَى, by the dawn. By the morning sun when it comes out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a qasam. وَالضُّحَى, by this new day. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى, by the night when it grows dark and still. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a qasam. What is the jawab al-qasam? For what reason is Allah taking this oath? Allah says, مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى. O Muhammad, by the dawn, and this dawn is an important time even in terms of ibadah. If you have ever heard about salah in the morning, it is called salatul duha. It starts from after the time that the sun has reached the length of a spear, after the prohibited time is done. It starts from that time until noon, until the next prohibited time. You can make sunnah 2 or 4, how much you want. It's called Salatul Duha. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had said, the person who engages in Salatul Duha, his Salatul Duha, the reward of that is equivalent to a Hajj and an Umrah. Allahu Akbar. If you want to gain some reward associated with Hajj and Umrah, this is mighty. Take out some time and perform Salatul Duha. That's just a side. Ma wadda'aka rabbuka, your Lord did not abandon you. Leave what they are saying. وَمَا قَلَى, your Lord isn't angry with you. Your Lord does not despise you. Your Lord that chose you, you think that He would abandon you? Your Lord that loves you, do you think that He would be angry and despised with you? No, O Muhammad. No, it won't happen. And this feeling that you are experiencing, this anguish that you were in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds him. وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى, that what is to come is much better than what we are in now. The ulama say we are allowed to make tafsir of this verse in both ways. We are allowed to take it in the meaning of akhirah, meaning the year after, that which you are going to receive in the year after, in terms of you being the shafa'ah for the entire ummah. You being the intercessor for the entire ummah. In a hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, every Nabi is given a dua that when he makes it, it is accepted. And all the anbiya, they hasten to make that dua in their lifetime. I have delayed that dua. And I have kept it for the day of Qiyamah. And my dua will be to intercede on behalf of my ummah. وَلَسَوْفَ وَلَى الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ. The year after is better for you, O Muhammad, than the first. And what is to come after this terrible time in Mecca? This verse was revealed in the initial stages of the wahi. This terrible time that you are experiencing now in Mecca, when you are like a no one in the eyes of the people. What is going to come after this is going to be much better for you. We are allowed to interpret it like that as well. What is going to come after Medina, it is going to be after the Hijrah, it is going to be much better for you. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Soon your Lord is going to give you. Soon your Lord is going to give you فَتَرْضَى, and you will be pleased with Him. People talk about mental health. And they talk about this generation of ours being a generation wherein depression is the numbers are crazy in terms of how many people statistically experience depression, experience anguish, experience distress. If you have ever suffered any type of depression or anguish or distress, then I even want you to listen more closely to these verses, because these verses resonate. Then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he is told in the Quran, same like Nabi Musa. Nabi Musa was reminded about what? About his upbringing, about how he was saved, about his youth, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was there for him, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept him safe, and how all of that was actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala priming him for a bigger mission. Our Nabi is reminded of the same thing. He's reminded of the hardship that he went through. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا. Did he, Allah, not find you an orphan? فَآوَى, and he sheltered you? His father died when he was in the womb of his mother. His mother died when he was 6 years old. His grandfather who took care of him died when he was 8 years old. And then he went into the care of his uncle, Abu Talib. And even then his uncle took care of him. And up until the age of 40 when he received Nubuwa, still his uncle was there for him, even though his uncle did not embrace Islam. أَلَمْ يَجِدَكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى. Did I not find you an orphan and I gave you shelter? I took care of you. Despite your orphanhood, you became a man of standing. You became a man who was known as Al-Amin, the most trustworthy amongst men. Subhanallah. Allah is reminding the Prophet, don't feel the distress. أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى. Did he, Allah, not find you lost? Were you not searching for answers? Did you not wonder why the people of Mecca are on this idolatry and paganism? Did you not take yourself out of that society and go seek quietude in the cave of Hira, seeking answers? Did you not fast and meditate in order that you might understand the purpose of this life? Did you not go through that period? Did He not find you like that? Fahada, and He guided you? That He allowed Jibreel to speak to you, to bring the wahi to you. In another verse in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابُ وَلَا الْإِيمَانِ. You didn't know what was the book, وَلَا الْإِيمَانِ, nor did you know what guidance was. وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it a noor for you, tamshi, so that you can walk with this noor. You didn't know. So there was a time when you were searching. وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا. Did he, Allah, did he not find you poor? Did Did he not find you in need? وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. And he made you independent? Did he not allow you to work? Did he not give you an acumen to be able to trade and to earn and to become self-sufficient? That you are able to care for yourself, care for your family, and even have enough to share with those who don't have, and even have enough to take in under your care those who are abandoned? Who did that for you? Who helped you when you were an orphan? Who guided you when you were lost? Who enriched you when you were poor? وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in so many words, you have experienced all of this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came to your aid. You were under Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's care all the time. And although it seemed like a difficult situation, it was a situation that was priming you for something that is about to come. You don't go through difficulty for no reason. You go through difficulty so that you can know what struggle is. So that you can talk, so that when you talk from a place of knowledge. And not only knowledge, you talk from a place of experience. So that when you start looking at communities and societies, you don't look at mainstream. You have the ability to focus on the fringes. And who is sitting on the fringes? The orphans, they are sitting there. The women without husbands, they are sitting there. The battered and the abused, they are sitting there. The poor and the marginalized, they are sitting there. They are on the periphery. But you, O Muhammad, you were on the periphery once. You know what it is not to have a father. You know what it is not to have a mother, to grow up without a mother and a father. You know what it is to wake up in the morning and not experience a hug from a mother. You know what it is that when you wanted the guidance of a father, the father wasn't there. You know. فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ O Muhammad, so as for the orphan, فَلَا تَقْهَرُ. You are not going to be with them in a manner that is going to cause them any harshness, that is going to cause them any difficulty. You are not going to revile them. You are not going to humiliate them. You are going to uplift them. Subhanallah. We go through struggles, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts us in difficult situations, not so that we must suffer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts us into situations so that we can recognize Him, so that He is preparing us for that moment, that day, that when we step out, we know how to help the next man, woman, child. Because we've been there. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes us pain sometimes. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes us to struggle sometimes. It's not because Allah doesn't love you. It's not because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is abandoning you. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Don't throw pity parties for yourself. Why me? Everyone else is having success. No, everyone is in the same boat. If only you care to ask. Everyone has their struggle. Everyone has their brick wall that they hit. Everyone has their low moment. And everyone had to try to pick themselves up. And the best of them are those who took that lessons and they became activists. They became Muslims that act, Muslims that empathize because they themselves have struggled. وَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. And the one who is asking, the petitioner, the one who is coming to ask, فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. Don't chase him. Don't chase him like a dog. فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. Don't revile him in that way. Either you give him something, and if you cannot give him anything, then give him a good attitude. Save his humanity. Save him. Save him because he's a human being. Save him because he's son of Adam. Save him because he has a ruh like you. He's just in a difficult space. We have no right to revile people who are in difficult places. We can say what we want to about what they did to get there and how they got there and everything. It is not for us to judge. So if we cannot say a good word, or rather if we cannot give something when we are asked, say a good word. If you cannot say a good word because words fail you, say salam. Say salam. Say peace, brother. Peace. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you peace. I can't give you anything. As-salam alaik. Peace for you. And then you walk and you go on your way. Subhanallah, you would have saved that person. وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرُ And more importantly than everything, you have gone through your struggles, you have arrived, alhamdulillah. You have a wife, you have children. Alhamdulillah, some of them have grown up already. You have become a grandfather. Those of us who are sitting here already, who walked this life, the long road already. We have seen a lot. And we have gone through a lot. And we have experienced a lot. But we don't live in our sorrow. We don't live in that places that we got hurt. We don't live in that places of confusion where we were fighting with our families. We don't live in that space where when the business went down, it put me down. I don't live there. No, I move on. And you know what? وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ Rather, as for the ni'mah that Allah had given you, speak about that. Don't feel sorry for yourself always. Acknowledge your pain. Acknowledge your suffering. Acknowledge the spaces that you have been in. Draw strength from it so that you can help other people, your family, your community. And then when you finally make it through that, you speak to people about the good that Allah gave you. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ And every time you are saying, Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me this. Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me that. Alhamdulillah, Allah took me through this. Alhamdulillah, Allah took me through that. You are practicing on this verse of the Quran and you will be rewarded. Just for saying, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us realize that the difficulties that we experience as individuals and communities, it is part of the journey of this life. Ibtila, it is part of the test. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ We'll definitely test you. It is part of the test. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ Do people think that they're going to be left alone just because they said, آمَنَّا, I'm a believer, وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ And they're not going to be tested? آمَنَّا is not a free ticket away from test. Believe saying La ilaha illallah is not your free ticket to say, okay, do not pass, begin, go collect 200 rand directly. No. You will go through the difficulty. You will go through the difficulty. It is how we experience this life. We make dua that through the story of Nabi Musa, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had prepared him. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had prepared Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because after this, the difficulty didn't stop. Allah didn't say now. Now, after this, it's going to be pure, clean sailing. What do they say? Plain sailing. After this, oh Muhammad, I told you now about the difficulty. Now it's going to be plain sailing. Brothers, it's not going to be plain sailing. I wish I can say it was going to be plain sailing. But what are we doing? We're reminding ourselves that the difficulty that is awaiting us around the next corner, the struggle that is waiting after the ease, we are preparing for that struggle. We are going to meet that struggle stronger than we were when we met the struggle before. We are going to be better prepared, better fortified against shaitan. He's not going to win this community over because we are prepared and we learn from our mistakes. Subhanallah. And that's the clever person. وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ Prepare whatever you are able to prepare from strength. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. Ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us in these days, these important days of Dhul Hijjah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ummah a renewed vigor to follow him and to follow the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant a hujjaj, hajj maqbool and a hajj mabroor. And we don't forget ourselves because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had favored them with a hajj. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had allowed us to sit behind so that they can make dua for us. So after you make dua for them, make dua for us. Make dua, let's not forget ourselves. We say, Ya Allah, grant him hajj maqbool and hajj mabroor. And we say, Ya Allah, those of us who haven't been there, take us. Take us, take us all, Ya Allah. We know it is difficult, but we know, yeah, it's not money. It is your niyyah, it will take you. Yeah, you have to take out, but don't worry. You will understand this the day you go. But while you're still thinking it's money, there's still a barrier between you and going. Make your niyyah, inshallah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of you who have not been there, inshallah. Last announcement is that I've been asked to announce that the Salatul Eid will be at 7:45 inshallah. Salatul Eid on Monday will be 7:45. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. We're glad to see Mr. Khalantia Shaim in the masjid today. We made dua for him. Shukran, your du'as must have worked, alhamdulillah. But don't stop, inshallah. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله
أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة
الحمد لله الحمد لله بتحميده يستفتح كل باب وبذكره يصدر كل خطاب ونتوب إليه توبة من يوقن أنه رب الأرباب ومسبب الأسباب ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في الخلق والأمر ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعه إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فيا عباد الله وحدوا الله فإن التوحيد رأس الطاعات واتقوا الله فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات وعليكم بالسنة فإن السنة تهدي إلى الإطاعة ومن أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى قال الله تعالى في شأن محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في سورة الضحى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث هذا وأحثكم على طاعة الله وطاعة رسوله من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد خسر وغوى وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا يا فوز المستغفرين ويا نجاة التائبين إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعه إلى يوم الدين
أما بعد فيا عباد الله، أوصيكم أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون. يقول الله تعالى: يا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته، وارض اللهم عن خلفاء الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي رضي الله تعالى عنهم، وعن الصحابة أجمعين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا وأصلح ذات بيننا، وانصرنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين، واكتب السلامة والصحة والعافية لنا ولعبيدك الحجاج يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استووا واستقيموا، استووا يعتدلوا، استووا رحمكم الله. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. وينجي الله الذين اتقوا بمفازتهم لا يمسهم السوء ولا هم يحزنون. الله خالق كل شيء وهو على كل شيء وكيل. له مقاليد السماوات والأرض، والذين كفروا بآيات الله أولئك هم الخاسرون. قل أفغير الله تأمرون أعبد أيها الجاهلون. ولقد أوحي إليك وإلى الذين من قبلك لئن أشركت ليحبطن عملك ولتكونن من الخاسرين. بل الله فاعبد وكن من الشاكرين.
وما قدر الله حق قدره والأرض جميعا قبضته يوم القيامة والسماوات مطويات بيمينه سبحانه وتعالى عما يشركون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والضحى والليل إذا سجى، ما ودعك ربك وما قلى، وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى، ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى، ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى، ووجدك ضالا فهدى، ووجدك عائلا فأغنى، فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر، وأما السائل فلا تنهر، وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
استغفر الله العظيم استغفر الله العظيم استغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم نتوب إليك ونسألك توبة ومغفرة وهداية لنا فإنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين واجعلنا من المتقين واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير واجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم اجعل غنانا في أنفسنا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا يا رب العالمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين واغفر لأهل القبور من المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات ارفع لهم الدرجات وكفر عنهم السيئات يا رب العالمين واشفي مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين جميعا شفاء لا يغادر سقما يا أرحم الراحمين وصل اللهم على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم والحمد لله رب العالمين الفاتحة إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وسلم بفضلك دعواهم فيها سبحانه